Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Is this my favorite segment coming up? Or are we? Well, I'm on segment.
Oh, we're doing that at one. Is top 10 quarterbacks in pro football right now? Is that your favorite segment?
Yeah.
Oh, you've cooked up quite a list, haven't you?
Oh, no. Hey, I forgot. Nobody. Only people can see me is you people. Boy, do I.
Okay.
This is my list.
Here's a question.
It's my list.
What am I going to be more upset about? Hughes quarterback list at 1 o'clock?
I don't, to be honest.
Or the fact that you think Aaron Nola deserves a postseason start against the Dodgers in the first round?
Apparently, I'm not the only one, but I digress. But to be honest, as far as my top 10 list goes, I'm pretty proud of this list. I think it's fair and balanced.
Are you proud because it's annoying and you know it?
No. Okay, I admit, last week, I trolled you. I did, and I think you probably still kind of mad about that.
That was clear when you put Spencer Rattler on the list.
Okay, well, this week, I put a lot of thought and effort into this list.
Okay. I'm sure.
And I think that you will like it better than you like the list I had last week.
Well, it can't be worse, so we'll just...
No, it cannot be worse.
Okay, the bar is so low.
That's
so
low. That's the truest.
The bar is on the floor.
It is.
That's a truism. It can't be no worse than it was last week.
Coming up in a few minutes, we'll hear what Chris Long had to say about the Eagles' run game and the overall offense right now. First, though, let's go back to the phone lines on every topic. From Saquon, are you surprised to, you know, the slow start he's gotten off to this season? AJ, should he speak today? We both believe he should. He should speak today when that locker room opens this afternoon. And just, you know, tell everyone what he's feeling, because otherwise it's just speculation for him, us, the coaches, his teammates, all that.
Reckless speculation.
So we'll get that. Plus Bryce Harper. I have a very reasonable request. I need Bryce to play like playoff Bryce. I need October Bryce. I need Bryce Harper to play like the MVP he's been in the past in this postseason. Lower the bar. Douglas over here is like, yeah, just play like you did in the regular season. It's cool. No big deal. No big deal. Just be 844 OPS Bryce.
Hugh just wants more time to hell dive. He just wants to get the Phillies postseason
I'm
out of the way.
I'm all locked in for the postseason. What you talking about? We don't hell dive on Saturdays. That's when we locked into all the major sports.
There's only a few games on the weekends. We got
that's what I'm saying.
We got Saturday,
we got
Monday.
Football. College football.
You got to get banged up.
Yeah.
No, we can't. We get banged up Friday. We're going to get banged up on Friday. Going to a wedding tomorrow. Well, no, Friday, because today is Wednesday.
You know what day it is?
Yeah, it's Wednesday. I thought I was got a little ahead of myself.
You did.
Are you sure this QB list is going to be okay?
No, it's not.
I'm proud of this list. This list is nice.
Okay. And then the reaction to all those little things Topper threw out there, including the idea of Aaron Nola getting a start in this Dodgers series. I wouldn't do that.
That's egregious.
Just keep it simple. Keep it. Their best three starters right now are obviously Sanchez. He starts game one. Lizardo, Suarez. Keep it there. I would not start Nola, but Hugh Douglas thinks Aaron Nola's earned a start. Will in the Northeast. Stay well.
Hey, Dream Team, how y'all doing today?
What's up,
Will,
man?
What's up?
Oh man, listen, man. All I keep hearing, I think I saw a pretty gal. I did. Everybody always stare.
That was pretty good.
But well, hold on.
You talking about y'all?
No, I'm not scared of the Dodgers. I recognize that's going to be
a challenging
series, and to screw. I mean, the idea of screwing around and just giving Aaron Nola a start so he's ready for the next round. If we don't play we're not going to the next round.
Listen, man. Let me just say the reason why I kept comparing. I was the first to start it. Then everybody got on the bandwagon because I already seen something before everybody else did. Man, the third eye, Hugh. The third eye.
Third eye. Let it go for it.
You guys don't need to get all your eyes checked. One, two, or three.
My thing is on some real. I kept saying it's like an Eagles run. Just like, listen, we're going to play the Dodgers whether you want it or not.
I know.
This is, This is the team. Listen, we got to go through exactly what the Eagles went through, man. They had to beat all the better teams. But guess what? We're the best. And we've been proving it all season. And you know what? I was forced to save it for Friday. But I'm going to give it to you now. You said you want Bryce to light it up. Mm-hmm. That's what he's going to do. Because he's our leader. And guess what? You didn't hear enough from him all season. But guess what? Playoff time, he's knocked 3 homers each game we play from here on out. You know why? Because we're the best. And guess what? This road to victory is about to come, baby. We're about to get this parade in Philadelphia because we're the best. And guess what? The Eagles is going to step it up, and we're going to get out of this little rut that we're in. Because guess what? AJ and Jalen, I need you to put your Eagles aside before you destroy your legacy. And this is what we need to continue to be the best 2 teams in the world. Philadelphia Eagles and the Phillies, baby, because we're the best. And we're going to show it when it's time. And guess what, Daddy? You waited for Daddy. Guess what? Daddy, we bringing the heat, baby. And we ain't going to stop bringing it until we win that World Series. So let's go,
Philly. Wow. I'm back.
Will sounds ready. Will,
back.
You know what? Philly's
going
to sweep the Dodgers.
Scared.
Yeah, after I heard that, I'm good to go. Good. Will, that's good. Pretty good phone call. See, like that got me fired up. I mean, Will's ready to roll. That was far better than whatever the hell happened to Aaron in the first hour, second hour of the show.
We'll revisit.
He got choked up.
Yeah. It's 2 weeks in a row. I'm not sure Aaron's built for this.
I mean, you're not built for midday radio.
Now, Will, that's a guy who's built for it.
Totally built for it. No, I mean, I can't remember a time where Will had a bad, when he comes on and he's fired up, he's fired up.
What Will just did was rise to the moment.
Yes.
We need Bryce Harper to do.
Yes.
And that's the standard that we will hold him to.
Hugh. Calling us scared when you're touting that Bryce doesn't have to be that great is remarkable.
Because I'm going off of what I've seen in the past and what we've expected from. I think this, put it like this, guys. I feel like the team is a lot more balanced than it has been in the past in this situation, in this position that they're in.
It is.
That he doesn't have to have those Herculean efforts that he's had to have in the past.
I still think he does. Yeah, I still think to win the World Series, they need a great version of Bryce Harper. Let's go to Jay in Philly. What's up, Jay?
Moment's too big for Jay.
Jay, it doesn't usually happen to Jay. But
after all that from Will?
Well, maybe he passed out listening to Will. All right, you know who's up for the moment? Chris Long was as a player, is now as a, podcaster. Everyone's a podcaster.
He's doing his thing.
Yeah, Chris Long talking about the Eagles' offense, the run game, and the whole operation. Here's Chris Long.
I think the offensive line's beat up. I know the offensive line's beat up. I mean, Lane left the game yesterday. Landon Dickerson wasn't healthy when he started the season. When you watch him, I know he's hurting. And I think he's an absolute warrior. But, you know, Steen's not Becton. And I would go as far as saying, if this team's going to win with this offensive line, and I'm not calling the offensive line out because I think the tackles are fantastic. I think they got a great guard who's really banged up right now. If they win with this group, it would be the most unique run that they've had because this isn't the 23 O-line. It's not the 24 O-line. And I don't even think I know it's not the 17 O-line, you know, where we went to the Super Bowl. So this would be, if they can make this run, pretty impressive because the run game, as I mentioned earlier, is just not there. It's just not there. And you got a coordinator who's pretty predictable calling the plays in the second half of this game. It's like, man, they have to play complete games if they want to go where they're trying to go. And last year I felt like they avoided those lulls in the passing game because they had a run game. That's kind of their life preserver. If they don't have that, everything else becomes a lot harder for the quarterback.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
All right, Hugh, the way Chris framed that is a way I haven't heard anyone frame the Eagles' issues. And what I heard there is he was almost speaking about what if this is the offensive line this season? What if, because, you know, when we early in the season when things aren't great, we just say, all right, they have to get better. Maybe they'll get better, right? But I think he was speaking of if the offensive line this year isn't the normal dominance, it's gonna look different than it ever has in any of these last 8 or so years.
Yeah, and I think that's fair because, hate to do this to y'all, but like I tried to tell y'all,
what?
You know, before the season started, played a lot of football. Remember when I talked about you played like a whole month more of football than everybody else did?
Yeah.
These are the results of that. You know, guys are a little banged up. This offensive line, they were road graders last year.
But Dickerson got hurt in training camp.
Yeah, he did. But part of that was probably a byproduct of playing as much football as he played because he's played more than everybody because they actually won the Super Bowl. I'm just saying this.
Yeah. This is unbelievable stuff.
Some data to back up what I'm saying.
So when Lane got hurt on the tush push in week three, that was because of last year's Super Bowl.
No, but see, here's the thing, Joe, and this is the reality. And I know I said it kind of jokingly, but the reality is, like, if your body, like as players,
right,
you're trained for 17 game season, right? And you exceeded that by the extra games that you've played.
Mm-hmm.
And normally when you have the rest period, you know, you hear guys talk about, well, I only took a week off from the rest period. Like a lot of other guys, they've rested a whole month. The guys that were in the playoffs, they rested a whole month before you started training. So now your schedule's moved up. Your body doesn't have the time to recover. It's the clock is off a little bit. That's the point that I'm trying to make. Your biological clock is off just a little bit.
If Chris is right, and you're right, may I offer an outside-the-box suggestion?
What you got?
Do we think the Eagles are going to make the playoffs?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think it really matters what seed they are once they get to the playoffs?
I mean, in a perfect world, you'd like to be the number one seed.
But do you think it really matters?
Nah, I don't.
Then if these guys are banged up on the offensive line, is it worth thinking about sitting them down for times for Pierce? Like, Landon Dickerson right now looks like he's in a bad way out there. Lane can't get through a whole game. Is it worth it? Like, we see this in the NBA with great teams.
You're talking about
load management.
Yeah.
The Dodgers who just wake up every year knowing they're going to be in the playoffs. I thought this year they kind of screwed around in the regular season. They rest pitchers. They put guys on the IL. Is it worth it for the Eagles if the O-line is really this banged up to think about, Landon, you're getting a month off. And then when he gets back, Lane, you're getting a month off. And if it means we lose three regular season games we didn't last year, we're still going to be in the playoffs, and then you're healthy.
This is like, and a part of this I do still believe is somewhat mental as well. Because, you know, you go through the grind. It's like anything. You know, just like as a runner, because you like to run, Joe. You know, sometimes you go through those lulls where it's not so much the physical, it's the mental.
Right.
You know, just getting out there, just getting up. Getting up and going to run. It's more of the grind. And I think that's a part of it. And you have to fight through that. And I think the coach does a good job of, you know, giving them days off. Because, you know, you do have your offensive linemen, they're a little bit older.
Yeah.
You know, especially when you talk about Lane. You have to be strategic in the way that you get those guys that rest.
But I mean games, IR stint.
Well, you know, you got to play. You got to play. You have to play. But I think there are things that you could do during the course of the week that can help get you back in a better space.
Kyle, what do you think? A little load management if this offensive line is really feeling it?
Hell no.
No, we can't do that.
No.
It's impossible.
Well, but hold on. You guys say no, and then
– say no.
Okay. But if we keep going this way, are they going to – like, let's use Landon Dickerson. I think we all agree he doesn't look right. Right? He came off the surgery. Yeah. He got back in 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to look better at this rate by January, or is he just going to look
– he'll probably be better.
How?
You fight because it's the strategic way that you you manage his time. Like,
but wouldn't rest be better for him? Forget the team for a second. Would rest be better?
Not on Sunday. I know you know what you're asking me.
I just,
rest is good, but not on Sunday.
Sure it is. Sure it is.
Got to play.
What are you talking about?
You only got 17 of these things, Joe.
But you just said they're going to be in the playoffs either way.
Yeah, but you only got 17 of them. You want to try to put yourself into the best possible position.
If we do it your way, then they're going to limp into the playoffs.
Well, hold on.
Wouldn't be the first team to limp in.
Wouldn't getting the number one seed in a bye week be beneficial for a team that, as we're talking about right
now? Absolutely.
That's
why I asked you, does the seed really matter?
So I think it does. Okay. By the way, I think the O-line needs more time together, not less.
But do they look out of sync or do they look hurt? Lane looks hurt, obviously.
Yeah.
Landon looks hurt. I mean, you heard Chris say it. Yeah, they're ready to bleep him out.
Sure. Well, by the way, maybe a new Hugh drop here or a drop for Hugh.
Banged up. Yeah, that's my guy right there.
Yeah.
Chris Long. One of my, when he got drafted, man, it was when they went to the Rams, him and
St. Louis Rams.
Yeah, Laniatus, the
James Laurinaitis.
Yeah, those were two of my favorite players when they played.
Man. Yeah.
They were monsters.
Yeah, Chris was awesome, and we do enjoy him. All right, 215-592-9494. I just think it's something that might come up as the season goes on if they continue to look pretty fatigued throughout the season. Let's go to Joe Mayfair is up on WIP. Hey, Joe.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Always a pleasure.
Joe, what's up, man?
Before I get into the Fishermen's coming up in October, the Eagles' offensive line, they're not running RPOs for a reason. They're not pulling. They're not pancaking. They're not getting to second level because they are hurt. And it's that obvious. And you're playing the Broncos this Sunday, and then you play the Giants on Thursday. For me, Dickerson's not playing Thursday. That would be the day I'd rest him on Thursday against the Giants with a short week. And the Broncos' defense is very vicious, very good.
Joe, I think that makes sense to me. I agree.
Two
games in 4 days for Dickerson feels like a disaster.
Nope.
Yep.
It is. And that's why there's no holes, because you're not pulling. You're running straight ahead because I believe the coaching staff is putting less on the offensive lineman to do. And it's that obvious. It's also obvious to me that unless he has to, Jalen's not trusting the offensive line with pass protection. It's not great. Not giving him an excuse because his accuracy in the second half was off. But when your timing's off and you are not trusting your offensive line because you got hit a couple times in the teeth against the Rams, at least he's not getting happy feet, but his accuracy's off because he's not trusting the offensive line that second half. They are beat up, and they are winning as a team, and they are grinding as a team. And Barkley's not upset. You know, he's all happy. He's being a great leader. He's not having a great season, but he's not crying in the media like A.J. Brown, crying like a little wimp. And I don't like that at all. You know, you don't go to the media like
that.
Way
to clean it
up. You don't.
Way to clean it up.
Seriously. It's, you know, Barkley's a professional. He's not having a good season at all. He knows his offensive line's banged up. That's the only reason you're not running RPOs. I mean, you should be running 7 to 10 RPOs a game minimum, and they're not running any of them. That opens up the passing game. When you fake the RPO and you drop back, it freezes linebackers, it freezes your safeties when you run RPO. That's why the offense is stagnant. You're not running anything RPO. That's pretty obvious to me.
Yeah, and it's the thing that Jalen excels at. I mean, it puts their quarterback
1,000%.
In the best spot.
1,000%.
Yep, it puts their running back. It makes the offense better, and they're not doing it. You're right.
All right. Let me get to the Philadelphia Fishermen. That's PH for the fishing season because it's October, and I'm not a fan. I don't believe in this core at all. I got the Dodgers winning in 4 games over the Phillies. They're going to go back to the old habits, and it's the same core, same team. The only way the Phillies do win is if their pitchers pitch perfectly. And what I heard Topper saying, and I'm reading between the lines, this is my prediction. Nola starts game 2. Gets him 4 or 5, and Suarez is your long reliever, which he's done before, gets him to the 9th inning. That's what I think his plan is. Lizardo pitches game 3. But when you're talking the lineup, if the Phillies can be consistent, I like Bader batting 8th and Stott 9th because it's like having the top of the lineup all over again. Bader 1, Stott 2, Trey 3, Schwarber 4. Gives you kind of like 2 leadoff areas. I definitely like Bohm hitting 4th, whether he comes through or not. He has been batting .412 in his last 10 games. He's been hitting the ball well. He's not striking out. He is being more selective. The problem I have with this team is they play hero ball in October and they go fishing. And if they could avoid that against the Dodger starters and get to their bullpen, they'd have a shot. But typical what you're going with this team is Dodger starting pitching and the Phillies starting pitching are pretty damn dominant. It's what offensive lineup's going to get you the runs to get to your closer. And I don't believe in this team. I just don't believe in this core. It's going to get it done. If they beat the Dodgers, you didn't go on a run. That would be impressive if they're going to beat the Dodgers starting pitching. But
well,
I
will
do
be.
Not
yeah,
believe
I mean,
in this core at all when it comes to chasing bad pitches. They're not going to be selective. They're going to be thinking about the last couple of years, and I believe they're going to lose the Dodgers, and I think there's going to be wholesale changes going on.
Well, Joe, look, I know you hope you're wrong, and we hope you're wrong. Obviously, that's been...
Did he not hear Will's phone call?
He didn't.
He didn't. I don't think he got
he had the phone on
the,
mute.
He didn't hear that.
Yeah. All right, so a couple things. I know what he's saying about Bohm, and I know he's been better lately. I don't love Bohm in a cleanup spot. I think they pitch around Bryce in October when it happens. We'll see. Topper's probably going to start there. As far as the Nola in game two, with the idea of piggybacking Ranger, I think that our caller there, Joe, may be right, based on what Topper said this morning. It is risky business. I mean, let's just hold on a second here. Game two is a pivotal... It's a five-game series, right?
Yeah.
So there's no games. Like, it's in a seven-game series, you kind of feel out the opponent. You got you got some time. Game two against the Dodgers, we're going to roll Aaron Nola out there. Even if you're up 1-0, even if Sanchez dominates game one and you're up 1-0, you want to put your foot on the Dodgers and not let them back in the series.
Yeah.
Nola,
what that says to me? That regardless to what happened this season, that I believe in you. And that's why he's doing it. Because... And Nola,
this isn't Goodwill Hunting. We're trying to win a World Series here.
I've never seen the movie.
Yeah,
I don't get the reference.
Okay.
I've never seen it, but I heard it was a pretty good movie.
It's a very good movie.
I've never seen it.
It's about a down on your luck kind of person who needs someone to put their arm around them and say, I believe in you.
Well,
it's not
your fault. That's kind of, you know, and he wants him to be a part of this. And these are his guys, man. These are his guys. And I know when I'm saying it like that, it makes no sense to most people. But I get it to a certain extent. Now, you're taking a hell of a gamble. You're definitely taking a hell of a gamble, especially when you talk about what's at stake.
Yeah.
But I think he's doing it because he does believe in Nola. I think he believes he can get it done.
For me, that's regular season managing. That's not October managing.
I got to go see Goodwill Hunting.
It's a good movie. October managing is putting the best possible team on the field every inning, every pitch, every matchup. I believe in yous. Aaron's on the roster. That means they believe in him, and eventually he'll get a start. If they get through the first round, which I think 3 weeks ago we all believed, now that we see the matchup, it's obviously going to be challenging. I think they're going to beat the Dodgers too, but they need to do it. And I would not give Aaron Nola a start. It feels based on the way everyone's pitched this year, it doesn't make sense to me. 215-592-9494. For this segment, sponsored by McGurk's Pub and Grill. Postseason baseball back at McGurk's. Bring back the red rally towels, which we'll see on Saturday. The bat spikes, the champagne showers. Catch all the postseason action at McGurk's. All right, coming up, we'll get to everyone's phone calls. And the most anticipated part of the show today and every Wednesday, our official weekly quarterback power rankings. So we now have 4 weeks of evidence to base our quarterback rankings on. Will Hugh troll us again? I think we know the answer to that. And I have a significant change to my list. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
By now, you've heard me talk about my new tailgate drink, the new Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry Whiskey. I'm telling you folks, this is a real deal. It's really, really good. It's bold, vibrant blackberry, softened with a creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and just a hint of honey. It would be the touchdown of your tailgate this season. Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry. Head over to your local fine wine and good spirit stores and grab yourself a big old bottle of Jack Daniel's Blackberry to make your own Jack Daniel's Blackberry Lemonade. And remember, tailgate responsibly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.